Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. As long as. 2 Chronicles 26, verses 4 and 5. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. There is no way we can ever place conditions on God. I think most of us have heard of foxhole conversions where someone in grave danger cries out to God, promises to serve him and become his child. If only he will save them from the terrible situation they find themselves in. That's not the way it works. We are to come to God unconditionally. It works just the opposite with God. As the master of the universe, God is free to place conditions on us. He has promised to bless us, but only when we follow after him and do the things that he calls us to do. He delights in showering the bounty of heaven upon us when we trust and obey. There is no way that God finds pleasure in causing us difficulty of any type. In fact, it's just the opposite. God wants us to prosper spiritually and emotionally. It is heartbreaking to observe people who once enjoyed God's blessing turn their backs on God, thinking they can find pleasure in the things of the world. The things of the world are going to pass away, but the things of God will last for eternity. Here's the challenge. Are we willing to live our lives to please God? Do we find the highest pleasure in spending time with him in prayer and reading his precious word? My prayer is that we will seek to find what is right in the eyes of the Lord and then make that our highest priority. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.